I'm Jillian Johns-Rood, wife, mom of six, writer, speaker, and coach. Over the last 20 years, I've sought out the ideas, stories, and tools that helped me to become financially independent, to find work that I'm passionate about, and live with more intention. I know these will empower you on your journey. Welcome to Everyday Courage. I wanted to record a little prologue for season 3's episode of the Hot Mess Joy Club, partly because I recorded this episode such a long time ago. This was recorded in the beginning of March. And just for context of how long ago the beginning of March was, the US as a country was just starting to consider stocking up a toilet paper beginning of March. Like, we didn't even have a full-on toilet paper epidemic yet. For context, the week before I recorded this, I spoke at a conference with like people there. And we were hugging. So anyways, it was a long time ago. But in this episode, I tell the story about getting pulled over for kind of this small infraction. And it's funny because, like most things in my life, I was a hot mess and it was really embarrassing. But progress often comes in moments. It comes in fits and spurts. And right now, especially in the US, we're having one of those moments when I'm recording this prologue in end of June, where Black Lives Matter has come back to the forefront in a real and significant and wonderful way because this reality that we don't have perfect equality in this country, that, you know, my experience of, you know, amazing, kind police force and being able to be pulled over and it be just kind of a funny, embarrassing story isn't everybody's experience. Black Lives Matter brings up the reality that for a lot of people, those interactions, those small interactions with the police force can be fearful, if not dangerous. So I considered, should I just pull this episode? Should I scratch it? But instead, I wanted to leave it here with this small addition that we have to continue to put in effort and work and to learn to help everybody have this kind of equality where we don't have a reason to be fearful of the police force or of getting pulled over. But instead, if your van is a total mess because of your kids, you can just have a little hot mess moment and be embarrassed. And at the end of the day, it just be a funny story that you tell the entire internet. With that, I hope you enjoy season 3's episode of the Hot Mess Joy Club. We get to take a little moment to acknowledge that while we were trying to make progress, while we were doing our best, life can be a little messy and awkward and clumsy. While sometimes we're being so intentional and crushing it, other times is just awkward or embarrassing or hard or out of our depth. So this story, I want to talk about what happened on my birthday this year. I turned 37 and I had, it was just quite a night. But to be really honest, like, my podcast was launching on my birthday and that was so exciting. And I normally don't do a lot of stuff for my birthday, but I was like, maybe I should like celebrate it somehow. Like, maybe I should invite people. And then I had this pinging fear of, what if nobody comes? What if I put out there to the world that I'm going to have a party and nobody shows up? And it was such a weird, painful, embarrassing feeling or thought to have. There's a lot of logistical reasons with where I live, why people don't show up in the middle of January. Like, it's dark, it's cold, the roads are icy, it was in the middle of the week. But all of that aside, I think that that's kind of like where a lot of people are at. We have friends, but like, do we have people who would show up do we have friends who would go on vacation with us? And we can feel like everyone's being so amazing and having these huge groups of friends and their life is like a Bud Light commercial on a beach with 20 people having fun. And sometimes it is that. And even for me, like sometimes my life does look like that. I go to events, I go to conferences, I have these amazing professional friends and creatives and like lots of people want to talk to me. That is true. And I'm also the person that like I was a little scared to have a birthday party because I thought no one would show up. All of a sudden I was like 8 years old again and terrified to invite people. So anyways, I do have a birthday party. We go out for ice cream because ice cream is amazing. A couple people show up and it's fine. And we have such a good time. But as I'm driving away, you know, when you're like, maybe I was just too distracted by the what if no one shows up question. As I'm driving away, I realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to brush my hair. Well, that's embarrassing. And oh my gosh, I think I forgot to put on deodorant. Oh, this was fantastic. So now I have just left this thing with unbrushed hair and maybe stinky. And as I'm driving home, I get pulled over by the police. Now for a quick word from our sponsor. Guys, it is so important to have term life insurance, especially if you have a family that depends on you, or if you plan on having a family that will depend on you in the future. While you're younger, however young you happen to be now, it's important to lock in that 20 or 30 year rate while you can get the best possible monthly rate. And the broker that I love is Policy Genius because you can do one phone call, one application, one agent, but get the best rates and the best plans from various insurance companies. So if you're in the market for term life insurance, which is the kind of life insurance I always recommend, go to choosefi.com/term and apply today. As I'm driving home, I get pulled over by the police. And I don't know why, because I'm like the oldest granny driver ever. I try to never break any rules. I'm such a rule follower. And he pulls me over and he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, I don't. And he looks in my vehicle and I see the look on his face. And I really want to say, it's winter and I have 5 kids. And if you live in a cold climate, maybe you can relate in that your vehicle starts to get really messy because it's so cold out that you don't want to do multiple trips back and forth to clean it out. And so my vehicle looks really, really bad, worse than usual. And the baseline of bad is steep, but he looks in my vehicle and I see this on his face, but I don't want to be like, I'm sorry, it's messy. I have 5 kids. Like, I wasn't expecting to be pulled over tonight. And he calls for backup because I think he thought, based on the condition of my vehicle and maybe the fact that, like, my hair is a mess and I stink, that I probably have a warrant out for my arrest. So he calls for backup. And then I can't find my driver's license. And I'm just like, oh, could this get any worse? A huge thanks to the Kalispell Police Department because they're such great professionals and he was so kind about it. But he's like, okay, you can't find a driver's license. Well, what's your name? And I tell him my name. He's like, what's your date of birth? I'm like, today's my birthday. I had a headlight out. This is why I got pulled over because apparently I can't even tell when I'm driving in the dark. But as I'm leaving, I'm like, you know, this is how it goes. I forget to brush my hair and put on deodorant and I'm insecure in my friendship sometimes. And apparently my vehicle is in such a state that I might have a warrant out for my arrest because I look like that shady of a character on my birthday. So while on social media, I was celebrating the podcast coming out and everything was amazing. This is everything that was happening behind the scenes of my own hot mess toy club. So I just want to encourage you guys, if your van's a mess, if your hair's a mess, if you forgot to wear deodorant, if you're scared to have a birthday party because you're not sure if other human beings will show up, me too. Me too. I am right there, even on like one of the best professional fun days of my life. both things can be true at the same time. And I hope that encourages you that, oh my gosh, we don't have to be perfect to make progress. I'm making a lot of progress with this hot mess. We just have to be a little bit more courageous every day and like invite people to your birthday party, even if it's in the middle of winter and the roads are icy, because adventure does await.
If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefi.com/courage. We've created free resources to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. Invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure. Get your free resources at choosefi.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.